Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is a CC Radio podcast.
It was just the most massive thing I've ever seen. To tell you the honest truth, I thought, well, we're the only ones left on this planet. Something's happened. We've missed something here.
The fear that went in me when I seen it was just like the feeling. I'd say it was fear, but I've never felt that feeling before in my entire life.
It's a weird feeling, like you can't explain it when you don't know. You feel like you're being followed, but you don't know what it is.
We had two to our right, another one in front of us, another one to the left, and another one just across the road, shaking the daylight out of the tree. All we get was a big red eye.
I remember waking up and looking at the end of the bed, and there was a figure there, almost insect-like, and then I blacked out.
Welcome to the show, everyone. You are listening to Believe, Paranormal and UFO Radio. My name is Cade Moyer, and thanks for tuning in. If you've had an encounter, get in touch with me. My email address is believe@ccradio.com.au, or you can message me on Facebook at facebook.com/believeUFOradio. If you enjoy this episode, there are a few things you can do to help the show. Firstly, you can go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star rating and review. Or you can share the show around social media with your friends and family, and that would help us grow. Tonight I'm joined by Marie, and Marie's been having paranormal experiences all her life. Marie, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on. I always get really excited when I have people on who've had basically lifetimes of, a lifetime long paranormal event going on, and you're one of these people. Are you able to go back to the start of when this all started to happen for you and just walk us through that?
Yeah, sure. Look, I grew up in an old weatherboard home with an outdoor toilet, which was actually terrifying to get to when you were little. But it was one of those ones where a long hall with the rooms off the side, and part of the hallway, if you stepped on the floorboards, it would creak. And I remember lying in bed, and we could hear something walking up and down the hallway, and nothing was there. And we had other things too happen. Like my sister would say that something was sitting at the end of her bed, and she was too terrified to look up and see what was sitting on the bed. And lots of other things, bangs, bumps, booms, and stuff like that. But the most significant thing that happened to me was when I was around about 8 years old, and Mum was doing the ironing in the lounge room. And we had an old chimney, and I was there, and I could hear a whooshing sound coming from down the chimney. I stuck my head up the chimney, and I could hear it, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. I said to Mum, "What's that?" And she goes, "I don't know. Why don't you go out in the backyard and have a look?" So went out in the backyard, looked above the chimney, and I could hear something above the chimney, and it was going whoosh, whoosh, like that. And then all of a sudden it went zipped up and was gone. And ever since then, nothing's been the same. So, since then, I had some strange experiences.
So what do you think was causing those noises?
Well, you know, I've had through my whole life paranormal experiences, and I think that it was aliens, ETs. That's what I think it is. I think it might be ETs. So because we've had this thing in the family where we would hear each other's voices and it's not us. So I would hear my mum going, you know, "Marie, Marie, come quick, come quick." And then I'd find her and said, "What?" She goes, "What do you mean what? Never called you." And then she'd hear my voice calling her. And as I got older, it happened with my partners, my boyfriends, you know, my husband that I have now as well. He'd hear my voice, I'd hear his voice. I actually saw my husband twice in this home, and he's been upstairs, and I saw him twice. And so there's something that can mimic your voice, and it can actually mimic what we look like as well.
That's terrifying, because that would really make you question what's real and what's not.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. And we're in the place I'm in now. We're still getting some paranormal activity, bangs, and we can hear things. Like, not about 2 years ago, we started to hear a low hum, and I thought it was a helicopter outside, you know, just, and I'd say to my husband, can you hear that? And he goes, yeah, I can. What is it? And we'd look outside, there's no helicopter. And the hum continued and continued. Every night we'd go to bed, the same humming sound over and over and over. And for years, this humming sound's been with us. And you can't get this hum out of your head. It's really odd. And we'd hear other things in the house. And I've recorded a lot of EVPs and have got a lot of sounds, a lot of voices. You can't believe it. When you actually collect your first EVP, it's a shock to the system. The first EVP I collected, I was asleep on the couch and I thought I'd put my phone on record and picked up a voice. You can't believe it. It's a shock to the system.
Yeah, it's one of those moments that kind of just turns your world upside down, because you've captured something that's not supposed to exist.
Yeah, I'm capturing human voices, but I'm also capturing something else that is, I would say, non-human. So it's quite gruff, quite a gruff voice, almost like it's really trying to say something but can't really get it out. So I don't know what that is. I'm not a religious person. I'm not going to go into the whole demon, devil type of things, because I don't think that's what it is. I think it is what it is, and I think it just communicates that way.
I'm going to say something that's like really off topic perhaps, or something just a little bit of a tangent, but when it comes to people capturing EVPs, it always blows my mind that they always capture ghosts speaking English. And I wonder if maybe what you've caught here is a ghost that's speaking another language or something like that. And maybe it's just too difficult to decipher through the EVP, because people who capture these things, they know how difficult it could be to understand it when it's just plain English. But if it's another language that you don't understand, that could almost be impossible to decipher.
Yeah, look, that's true. I have caught a man speaking German. And I know it's German. But this is something else. It sounds a little bit almost a robotic type of sound, gruff and robotic a little. And the bangs that I pick up on the recordings are very echoey. It's so strange. I could be in the lounge room and I could hear someone making breakfast. You can actually hear the cereal going in the bowl, the plates and, you know, tea being made and stirred. And you run out. Here I am running out thinking it was my daughter, and she's upstairs asleep. But you can hear it. It's a mimic. It mimics voices. It mimics sounds. It's almost like it's recording our daily activity and just plays it back. I don't know what it's doing it for. Freak us out, probably.
Is this currently going on?
Yes. Yep, currently. Yep.
When was the last time it happened to you?
So the last, it happens all the time, every day.
It's that frequent. It's just, yes, an everyday thing for you now.
Every day, yep. And I try not to get too scared. I get scared when I'm lying in bed and I can hear the big bang in the corner. That worries me, because I've got to get up early the next day and I need my sleep. So I basically tell it to go away. But I don't know why it wants my attention. I'm not sure why. I mean, I just say, yep, I know you're there. Well, I don't know what else to do. I mean, I've had an investigation team come and they've had all the little flashy toys. But it didn't do anything. I'm not sure, you know, just prove that there was something here. But they tried to get rid of it. They do things like burn sort of incense-y type of stuff. But it didn't do anything. They're still here.
It is such a unique situation to be in because not a lot of people in this modern day and age would think that living in a haunted house in, you know, modern day age is a thing that people just do. And here you are living with it with your entire family and this is just the normal for you.
Yeah, but you're saying I'm living in a haunted house, but I think I'm the haunted person.
All right.
So it's not me living in a haunted house. I think it's me.
So you think that these things are attaching to you?
Yeah. So I was at another place and it happened in another place. So it's wherever I go, it happens. And whoever I'm with falls into it, you know. So it's not where I'm living. It's me. So, yeah. So, you know, I mean, and like I said before, I'm not religious, but, you know, we have people believe in guardian angels, don't they? A lot of religious people feel that they are being protected and they are guarded by a guardian angel, whether it be a family member or an angel with wings. I've got this, whatever it is.
You know, and that's fair enough too.
And we've done experiments. This is interesting. So we've done experiments and we've asked for things and we've got things. But we've also had things disappear as well.
Wait, so this thing can manifest objects for you?
Yes, but is this thing manifesting objects or is it me manifesting the object with my mind just to screw with your head?
This is genuinely fascinating.
Because if you think about the secrets, right, the secrets is to try and manifest stuff in your life, isn't it? Isn't that right? But what I do is that I talk out loud and I can manifest it, but not everything. Like I haven't won lotto. You know what I mean? So I want to win. I really do want millions of dollars. And I say, please let me win Powerball. But no. But but I have got All right. I'll tell you what happened. So my husband and I, we walked into what was it? One of those places where you pawn things, like a pawn shop, right? And they were having some sort of, when you walk through the door, you get a ticket and you could win a prize. And my husband won a diamond ring. Oh, fantastic. And so he gave me the ring and I really hated it. I didn't like it, right? So we were going overseas and I thought I'd sell it. So I sold it. And then like a couple of years down the track, I thought, oh, I think I looked a gift horse in the mouth. I really probably shouldn't have sold it, maybe, you know. And so I just sat in my room and I said out loud, well, listen, if you give me another diamond ring, I won't sell it this time. So 3 days later, we go shopping in the supermarket. My husband looks on the ground and there was a diamond ring. So we did the right thing and we handed it into the police and we told the guy at the supermarket, we said to him, you know, we're going to hand this into the police if anyone comes who's lost it. Anyway, about 2 months later, I got a phone call from the police saying that no one has collected it and it's yours. So I got this diamond ring and it was very expensive. So
it's almost like a good luck omen.
Yeah. Strange. Very strange. It's very strange. But then we've had things disappear too, so.
So Do you think it's a bit of a monkey paw situation? So you wish for something, but something disappears?
Yeah, I know. Interesting, isn't it?
yeah, it really is. I mean, this is honestly, it's a bit of a first for the podcast. So I'm really intrigued by all of this. And I have so many questions because does this kind of have a knock-on effect to your family? Do they have the same types of experiences? And now a quick word from our sponsor.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Also, are you wanting more content? Why not become a Believe Plus member? You'll get access to exclusive podcasts and episodes that aren't available to the public. Not only that, you'll also get our regular feed without any ads. Head to believepod.com/plus to sign up today for just $5 a month.
No. Nope. No, not at all. My son has had a couple of paranormal experiences, but nothing major. So, and I don't want them to because I grew up scared and I don't want them to grow, you know, I don't want them to be scared.
Is it something that you're scared of today?
No, I think I've got a little bit more courage now, you know. But, you know, when you start looking into things, like when I had my sleep paralysis and I saw the hooded being, I started looking that up and realized a lot of people had the same experience. And I was scared. I was really, really scared. And I don't want my kids to go through that. So.
Yeah, it's one of these things that some people who have, I guess I would call it kind of this special connection to you know, whatever that may be. That could be the spirit world, the realm, whatever it may be. It's usually something that kind of gets passed down onto their children, kind of like they inherit the skill set. So it might be worth just watching the children to see if this type of thing starts to manifest in their life.
I don't want them to have it. I don't want them to have any of this stuff at all. I want them just to get on with their life and not have this. It was too scary. The hooded being was so scary. I still can tear up thinking about it because I was so scared. And it wasn't the first encounter, it was the second encounter that I had with it that terrified me. So with these
beings, is that the only time that you've ever seen, I guess, a figure or anything like that?
Yeah, it is. So what happened is I was at work and I was speaking to a colleague, and just in between us, in midair, it was around Christmas time, one of those candy canes fell in between us. It didn't even come from the ceiling. It didn't come from the side. It came from mid-air and fell in between us. We looked at each other and couldn't believe it, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I came home and I shut the door behind me and I looked up and I said, "Was that you that dropped the lollipop, the candy cane?" And then thought of nothing else. And then I went to bed that night. And that night I got sleep paralysis. And I opened up my eyes and I couldn't move my body. And at the end of my bed was about a 4-foot being, but it was in a cloak and it was hooded. And it was holding a lollipop. And my eyes watched it as it walked around the bed and it popped the lollipop on my side table. Now, in my head, something said to me to pray to God. And every time I've had these strange experiences, something says to me, pray to God, and which is strange for someone who's not religious. But when I do, it's like a trigger and I wake up. And the first thing I did, of course, I looked at the side table and there was no lollipop. And then that was my first experience. God, it would have been absolutely freaky if there was a lollipop there. But the second experience I had, I woke up and I was looking at myself in the bathroom mirror, and next to me was the hooded being again. But this time from out from under the hood was a set of rotating teeth, and they were spinning around really fast. I couldn't move my body, but I could move my eyes. And it enticed so much fear in me that I have never experienced fear as off the Richter scale of fear. And as I was feeling that fear, it started to draw in my fear. It was almost like it was taking my life force. And again, in my head, it said to me, something said to me, pray to God. I woke up in bed. And, you know, anyone listening to this might think that it's my brain doing it or I was dreaming, but you know the difference. You know the difference from a dream. And then after that, I had issues where I would wake up, I'd go to bed, I'd wake up and I'd be standing in the house, in a room in the house, and I'd feel hands around my waist and I'd just started to go up towards the roof. And I'd get so scared as I'd started to hit the roof and something in my head again would say, pray to God. I'd wake up. Night after night after night, something kept putting their hands around my waist and taking me up through the roof. The last time it did it, I was in one of the spare bedrooms and I felt the hands around my waist and I was staring at it. And what it was a human form and it was silver mercury type of being, and it was all shimmery, and I was so upset I whacked it in the head and it dropped me. And when I whacked it, its head was like jelly. It just wobbled and almost like it got a fright, but it was no facial features. The whole thing was do you remember that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger in it?
Yeah. You know, this is exactly what was coming to mind. And there was a guy that was a
cop. Yeah, there was a guy that was a cop, and every time he was shot, he would just sort of form back into, he was like Mercury. That's what it was. It was like a Mercury man. When I hit it in the head, I said to it, I feel really sorry for you. I'm going to pray for you. And then when I started to pray, I woke up. That was the very last experience that I've had. Nothing else has tried to take me up through the roof since I hit it in the head. Have I got really ever, cross. Mm.
Have you ever looked into lucid dreaming before, Marie?
I have lucid dreaming all the time.
Yeah, because this sounds exactly like that, because I almost wonder if you're entering kind of like a, I don't know if the astral realm is the right word for it, but it sounds like you're going to a place where you can interact with beings that aren't from, I guess, our world.
Yeah, but am I, you know, when I hit this Mercury man and when I stopped myself from going through the roof, I'm not sure what was telling me to do that, but I have thought about it. And I was wondering if I've actually made a mistake by hitting it in the head. I'm wondering if maybe I should have seen what I was supposed to see. And I often think about that. I mean, you know, my mind takes over and I got scared and I hit it. Because, I mean, why don't you just tell me what you're going to do and be nice and tell me, hey, Marie, I'm just going to take you up through the roof, show you something you've never seen before. It's going to be great. But instead, they just spring it on you and scare me. But I have read of other people having experiences of being taken up by something and they've seen all sorts of things. So I sort of have slight regret in hitting it on the head. I've also had out-of-body experiences where I've seen a dead person. So one of my boyfriends was, his father had just passed. And I found myself sitting up in bed and there was his dead father standing at the side of the bed with a woman And they were saying, oh, they're sleeping in a funny position. And then they both turned and looked at me. And I went, what the hell? How can it be? And then they looked behind me. And I thought, what are they looking at? So I turned around and I saw myself lying in bed. And as soon as I saw myself, I got a fright and I zipped back like an elastic band back into my body. And then I opened up my eyes and, of course, couldn't see anything.
Have you ever looked into the astral realm or anything like that, or astral projection? Because this sounds, everything that you're telling me is leading me to believe this is probably a large cause of the encounters that you're having.
Well, so when you talk about the astral realm, what do you mean?
So the astral realm, and I'm not a huge wealth of knowledge when it comes to this, but essentially there's people who are able to essentially tap into this other level of existence, which is like an alternative, not an alternative reality, that might be the wrong word, but kind of like another sheet over the world that we've already got here, where there's other things in there and other people in there.
So you're talking about ghosts, as what we might call ghosts?
Maybe, but there's just other beings. And
other beings.
Yeah, so a lot of people...
But I'm scared.
That's a fair response to it, because, I mean, it's one of those things that you can't really undo it once you've seen these things or encountered these things.
I'm scared, you know. I mean, you know, I've listened to this podcast of this guy, and he talks about the missing 411 of people who go bushwalking and then just disappear, right? I don't want anything. I don't want to disappear.
Well, I don't want you to disappear either, Marie, because
I don't want to disappear.
You are, I feel like your life is just one of the most fascinating that I've genuinely ever heard of. So, I'm going to ask you a bit of a loaded question here, because I'm so intrigued about one of the things that you first spoke about when you were telling us about all these encounters, is that you think it was potentially ETs making the noises in the chimney. So why do you think that's the case there?
Making the noise in the chimney. I think it was craft. I think it was an alien craft above the home. And my brother said that he had encounters, he's had dreams of the whole being on craft and the whole family being on craft. And he's told me he's had missing time. He used to go fishing early in the morning and he used to see lights underneath the fishing boat. He's lit up a cigarette only to 1 second later for the whole cigarette just to be ash. He's had a lot of encounters. ET type of encounters. So I think it was that. It's only later in my years that I've mentioned to him that I've thought this is what's happened. And he's only told me that about having dreams of all of us being on the craft, the whole family. And he only told me that last year. So that's what I think. Sometimes I change my mind. So sometimes I think it could be one entity doing everything, a bit like some cultures think of a djinn that does everything and can do everything. And then my mind changes to think, I think there's lots of things out there. So I think that it might be ETs, greys, I think there might be, you know, yowies and all the rest of it, and ghosts and spirits of people mixing with all of them, you know. I have them in my mind up what it is, what's going on.
It's funny you say the djinn, because that was the first thing that really came to my mind after hearing you really explain all your experiences, because the djinn really does fit the bill for, especially the whole mimicking type of thing, that you know, it can kind of mimic people, it can mimic situations, it can even almost, to, you know, and I don't ever really want to say I know these things for 100% fact, but it's, you know, it's also like very poltergeisty activity where you're kind of wishing things into existence.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But then what's a djinn?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, depending on the culture that you ask, because from memory, it's a very Middle Eastern type of spirit. So there could be just multiple different variants of how that can be portrayed, and especially in you know, popular culture and things like that, that it can get a real, I guess, a big spin can be put onto these types of things. But yeah, I think that might be one of the causes of what's going on here, because to have so many things go on in a life and it only attach itself to you, those are really unique sets of parameters that you're kind of working with.
But things happen too, like if I get highly anxious, light bulbs pop and blood pressure machines won't work, and I've had trams stop and televisions break down, and so electricity seems to go haywire when I get really, really stressed.
You must be a tech guy's like nightmare.
And also I'm getting recently I've been getting little flashes of, you know, when you just fall asleep and you see an image like a dream, but you're not really dreaming. And I get little flashes, and they're of a future event, and it's nothing major. It's something so stupid. It's just really ridiculous. Like maybe like a dream of, say, I don't know, a particular clock or something, and then I'd wake up the next day, put on the telly, there's that clock. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, right. So you're kind of having premonitions.
Oh, yeah, but they're nothing major. There's nothing to write home about. You know, they're just silly little flashes that I have.
It's interesting. You live a very interesting life, Marie, and you might be one of the most interesting guests we've had on the show, because to have all of this happen and it always just follow you through life, I think that's really fascinating.
Well, I'm glad you're fascinated. I'm scared. I'm just a chicken.
I think a lot of people would be in that situation, because, you know, that's going to lead me to, you know, my kind of final set of questions for you is, how do you feel about this, and why do you think this is happening to you?
Okay, so I think it's ETs. That's my conclusion at this moment. That could change. I think it's ETs. I mean, I also had other experiences. Like when I was younger, I was in primary school, probably about 8 years old. We had men in black come to the school, and they tested my class and made us guess what cards they were holding. Now, I remember myself and another girl taken to another room, and they did a physical. We had to strip down in our undies and singlet, and they measured our heads, they measured our arms, they measured our legs. And I've spoken to other people about this, and that's happened to other people as well who have had my experiences. And then I also had I was pregnant, and I and the baby disappeared. So the sac was complete and there was no baby. And I've woken up with bruises on my body. So I think there's a possibility of some sort of ET connection going on. So
you think you may be being abducted?
I think so. And I've had some hypnosis, and I've had a couple of memories. So I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, there's so much going on with everything related to you, and even your brother saying that he has these kind of memories of seeing, you know, similar things that you've described, and even other things like the crafts and other people. I think that's, you know, I think there's a lot going on with you, Marie, and I think, you know, there's so much other stuff for you to find out and learn in your future. I think you're going to have a really, really busy life is the way I'd put it.
I just prefer a boring life. Thanks.
And, you know, I think a lot of people would. I think a lot of people would because, you know, the thing is you didn't choose to be the person that you are to have these things happen to you. You know, you're just living your life the best way you can. And I think you're doing a fantastic job by the sounds of it to just go on and live the most normal life you can with these crazy circumstances.
Yeah. Yep. You're right. Yeah. And if anything tries to get me, I'll hit it. Anyway, hit it in the head.
And that's going to do it for tonight. And remember, if you have had an encounter, get in touch with me. My email address is believe@ccradio.com.au, or you can message me on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/believeUFOradio. Until next time, stay safe, and you've been listening to Believe, Australian Paranormal and UFO Radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.